There is some developing news today. The Coeur d'Alene Press is reporting that the way Idaho funds its colleges and universities is about to change. Yesterday, the State Board of Education approved a new funding plan. Right now, colleges get money based on the number of credits a student takes. Under the new plan, colleges would get money based on how many students graduate every year. This is a big change in how higher education would be funded. Coming on to talk about the change is Kevin Richert with the Idaho Ed News, who knows all things education. So, Kevin, thanks for coming in on such short notice about this.
It's good to be here.
So, before we get to all the details, Kevin, we actually talked to former Boise State University President Bob Kustra today about the board's decision, and here's what he had to say about it.
So, President Kustra, we just heard that the State Board of Education has come down with a decision about how they will change funding for universities and colleges here in Idaho. Just wanted to get your opinion on this developing decision.
Well, Gemma, for too long, we've been handing out funding to our state's universities based on historical enrollments, based on the way things looked, the base budget years and years ago. And if what the state board is doing is now basing that funding on the number of graduates that the university is actually moving through the university, that's what we call an outcome. And that's a very good way to budget. You give to universities the funding they need if, in fact, they've proven they're doing their job. And their ultimate job is to graduate our students. And so if it's outcome-based funding, we should be in favor of it, all citizens of Idaho. And if it's based on graduates, that's really the key to a successful budgeting formula.
And how could that potentially change funding, though? Because Boise State has the largest student population. So that would change how much money they potentially get from the State Board of Ed when it comes down to that.
Well, historically, Boise State has been underfunded with increased numbers of students coming to Boise State and graduating and yet not getting the funding to support them. There's no question that in the short run, it would advantage any university that increases its enrollment. But what it also does is send a signal to the others that if they want to be successful, if they want funding to follow the student, then they're going to have to get the student to move through graduation as quickly as possible. So I think it's an incentive system is what it is. And if you look around the country, that's really what outcomes-based budgeting is. It's an incentive system to help universities get more focused on graduating more students.
And do we see this around the country more often, this type of funding versus how Idaho has done it historically?
In some cases, it's called performance budgeting. In other cases, it's called outcomes-based budgeting. But yes, across the country, there's this wave of influence that is really focused on measuring results. Let's measure results instead of measuring inputs. And for too long, we've been measuring inputs in Idaho and getting not enough for it.
Okay, Kevin, so that was former Boise State President Bob Kustra, and he has been an advocate of doing this.
Well, not only has he been an advocate, this whole idea comes out of Governor Otter's Higher Education Task Force, which met in 2017 and issued about a dozen recommendations. And this is one you haven't heard as much about in the past year since that task force. I mean, there was so much talk out of that task force about trying to create a higher education CEO, and that idea went over like a lead balloon at the State House. But that became kind of the debate coming out of that task force. But this is a big deal. This is a very large change potentially in the way we fund higher education and higher education institutions. So the decision from the State Board, It's kind of a milestone. It's kind of a watershed moment. We have full coverage of it at idohednews.org. Clark Corbin, our reporter who was covering the state board meeting, has a full story about it. But it is a pretty big development.
And how could it potentially change the way, not just the way that it's funded, but in the sense of where the money goes? Because Boise State, as we just said, they have the largest student population. They graduate more students every year than the other public institutions do.
Well, and it isn't just incentivizing graduation. It's adding incentives for graduation in certain disciplines, STEM disciplines, business, education, healthcare. These are kind of the high demand fields in the economy. So schools, institutions would get more of kind of weighted funding for getting students through any of those disciplines. There would be weighted funding for students from at-risk groups, first-generation college students, students who are coming out of a low-income household. There's also an incentive for getting students to graduate on time, as opposed to being there for a fifth year, racking up maybe a fifth year of student loan debt. So yeah, a lot of incentives built into the system, and you get a sense of some of the priorities that the State Board would try to carve out with this funding.
Is it fair?
Fairness is always going to be in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
I mean, one of the things that I wondered about and still wonder about, and I wonder how this might progress in the debate, is what are we judging the institutions on? Because some students leave college or drop out of college for a lot of different reasons that may or may not have much to do with the institution. Yes, you have some students who flunk out, and maybe they didn't get the institutional support. They didn't get, extra help. They didn't get remedial courses that maybe they needed. Maybe they didn't get, the advising that they needed to navigate the college process. And they just kind of, a year or two in, they're just like, no, peace out. I can't do this.
Right.
And that may be a dropout that you can ask, well, did the institution come up short in terms of supporting that student? But a lot of students drop out or stop out along the way because financial concerns,
life
start
gets
a family,
in the way.
they decide, all those kind of life factors. And to your question, is this fair? Is it fair to judge an institution if a student drops out for financial reasons or personal reasons? I don't know. That's a really good question, because should the institution have done something to make it more affordable, more accessible, make the college experience work around changing life circumstances? I don't know. It raises a whole lot of questions.
So is this a done deal then, since the State Board of Ed made this decision yesterday?
No, it's not. Now it goes to the legislature. And what we're talking about in terms of the legislature, we're not talking about the entire higher education budget going into this outcome-based model. What they're talking about for 2019, 2020 would be to put $16 million into an outcome-based formula. No, it's got to go through the legislature. So it went through the task force unanimously. It went through the State Board unanimously. But when this was discussed in the at both levels, both in the task force last year and with the State Board yesterday, you had questions raised about, well, is this going to incentivize kind of, meaningless degrees? Are universities going to—
are they just going to graduate people?
Right. Does it become, a degree mill, and are students really getting a quality education, or have we incentivized degrees so much to the point that the degrees become less valuable and more checking off a box? Mm-hmm. So I think you may have some discussion about that. You may have some discussion about, does it make sense to prioritize certain disciplines? Are we prioritizing the right disciplines? Too many, too few? I mean, does somebody in the legislature, charge the hill and say, liberal arts are being,
decimated almost, or something,
de-incentivized, if that's a word you want to try to use. And those are fair questions. I mean, so I think there's going to be some healthy debate at the State House over this. I mean, even though it's not a huge chunk of money, it's only a fraction of the higher education budget, I think it's going to be a good debate.
Well, we will be, of course, covering that and listening when that happens come January, which is right around the corner.
Sooner than we think.
Right. Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming in. My guest today, Kevin Richert with the Idaho Education News, talking about a potential major change in the way colleges could be funded in Idaho. Kevin, always good to have you on.
Thanks.